CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, a question and answer plenary seating has taken place at the National Assembly, with four cabinet members responding to a series of preoccupations of members of parliament. Cameroon's mastery of entrepreneurship is exported to China, where two Cameroonians have distinguished themselves as international experts in transit and logistics. In sports, the Basketball Lions begin their campaign at the 2025 AfroBasket tournament in Senegal with Gabon this evening, as the 2024 Men's Football Super Cup final is played on Sunday in Douala. Those were our top stories. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepga. Four members of government have taken part in the National Assembly's plenary sitting, during which they answered questions pertaining to fake certificates and the sanctions to be meted out to those guilty of presenting them, as well as issues pertaining to the quality of healthcare delivery in the country. There was a debate on the bill relating to the practice of traditional medicine, defended by the Public Health Minister, Dr. Manauda Malachi. The chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea Zone D countries are visiting the infrastructure for the operations in Douala. This on the sidelines of their two-day meeting that took place in Yaoundé and that centered on protecting the Gulf of Guinea from pirates. Reflections on the national strategy on ocean governance are taking place in Douala. Maritime officials are discussing the plan, which includes providing guidelines to investors so that they are in possession of every required document necessary for them to operate in the country. Close to 4,000 candidates in the Central Region are taking the practical exams for the Vocational Qualification Diploma today. The disciplines concerned include catering, carpentry, and computer maintenance. They are sitting the session in 34 centers spread across the region under the supervision of the Ministry of Employment and Vocational Training. The Directorate General of Taxes, in partnership with the national bodies responsible for accounting and taxation, has implemented new models of statistical and tax returns specific to non-profit organizations, NPOs. A press statement from the Minister of Finance states that NPOs should submit their tax returns for the 2023 fiscal year no later than December 31, 2024. They can do so via the online platform of the Tax Administration, www.mpo.cm. The minister says the Tax Administration is running training sessions dedicated to the use of new statistical and tax returns models, and NPOs should contact their respective tax offices for any assistance or additional information regarding the implementation of these new provisions. Abroad, a fugitive Zambian lawmaker with a bounty on his head has been arrested in Zimbabwe. Emmanuel J.J. Banda, who was facing robbery charges, is accused of having escaped from custody in August as he awaited to appear in court. He is said to have escaped through a window at Chipata Central Hospital in Eastern Province, where he had been admitted following his arrest and was being guarded by police and prison officers. The police then issued the bounty of 2 million Zambian kwacha, about 57 million CFA francs, for him. In sports, the senior men's basketball team of Cameroon will this evening in Dakar, Senegal, play against Gabon in their first Group C match of the 2025 AfroBasket tournament. They had their first training session in Dakar yesterday in the build-up to this evening's game. Their second match will be tomorrow against Rwanda, and the last on Sunday against host country Senegal. That's as concerns the group games. Current Elite One football champions Victoria United and Cup of Cameroon winners Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo will on Sunday play the Cameroon Super Cup final at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium in Douala as from 3 p.m. The two teams have been training for more than a month in the build-up to the encounter. Colombe left Yaoundé today for Douala after their preparation at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace.
CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. Four government ministers took turns this afternoon to answer questions from members of parliament at the ongoing session. Focus at the question and answer plenary seating was on transparency in recruitment in the defence forces and the provision of quality healthcare for Cameroonians. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitatwekwe files in from the Yaoundé Conference Centre.
The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo, was the first to take the rostrum to provide answers to preoccupations of Honorable Salmana Amadou Ali on measures taken after the disqualification of conscripts with fake credentials and the fate reserved for them. Joseph Betty Asomo was clear that the authenticity of files during recruitment in the Ministry of Defense is highly rigorous to ensure probity prescribed by the President of the Republic. As for their fate, inquiries, he said, are underway at the level of the National Gendarmerie. Honorable Kum John G wanted to know from the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reforms how soon the digital platform to resolve the problem of authenticity of certificates and diplomas will go operational. Minister Joseph Lay indicated that although some strides have been made already in that direction, with a convention signed between his ministry and that of higher education, plus lobbying and sensitization efforts, some administrations and public structures are still reticent, requesting for paid access to their data. According to the minister, the operation, which is ongoing, has led to the laying off of more than 3,700 public servants. Meanwhile, about 5,000 others are with the same fate for irregularities. Public Health Minister Dr. Manauda Malashi reaffirmed that government's universal health scheme is being implemented progressively with 7 regions covered, while pregnant women, children aged below 5 and patients with special pathologies are benefiting. Meanwhile, Cameroon has recorded a leap forward in the provision of ultra-specialized healthcare delivery thanks to laudable ultra-modern equipment made available by government. He was responding to questions put to him by Honorables Esumba, Bengono Angelbert, and Benild Germany, who were preoccupied by the quality of health care services in Cameroon. The Minister of Trade, for his part, Luc Magloan-Barga-Tangana, clarified the House Chamber on the organization of periodic trade fairs. Doris Batitatwekwe, the Yaoundé Conference Center.
Thank you, Doris. And deliberations at the National Assembly are public in line with Article 17 of the Constitution, except for closed-door seatings at the request of the head of states and the majority of members, a provision which a political desk editor Albert Njembonde sees as a move to involve the citizen in the business of parliament.
Be it at the Senate or the National Assembly, in plenaries or in committees, the priority of parliamentary business is the betterment of the daily lives of the people. National Assembly representatives directly represent the people. Senators indirectly represent the people through local collectivities. Little wonder then why the legislator in Article 17 of the Constitution makes room for the public to attend the proceedings, and as per Article 35, mandates MPs to control government action through oral and written questions to members of government, questions which are meant to re-echo the preoccupations of the people they represent. By putting the people at the center of all legislative action, the legislator is in consonance with other provisions of the Constitution in relation to the executive and judicial arms of government, which are also called upon to put the people at the center of their actions. The Constitution recognizes that it is the sovereign people of Cameroon who elect the head of state, and that authorities responsible for the management of the state derive their powers from the people. And Article 37, talking about the judiciary, crowns it all, that justice shall be administered in the territory of the Republic in the name of the people. What therefore binds Parliament with the executive and judicial arms of government is their duty to serve the general public.
And on to the security scene. The chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea from Zone D countries are in Douala to visit infrastructure for the operations. The visit is on the sidelines of a two-day meeting in Yaoundé at the invitation of their Cameroon counterpart, General René-Claude Meka. We have details with Skola Maloke.
Upon arrival in Douala, the chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea Zone D countries consisting of Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, Sao Tome and Principe were received at the 2nd Joint Military Region by Brigadier General Benoit Eba, who was representing the Cameroonian Chief of Staff, General René-Claude Meka. He was accompanied by General Divine Ekongwesim. Their first stop was at the naval base, where they taught the Coastal Surveyors Operational Center. This was followed by an inspection of one of their ships anchored at the platform 11 of the Port Authority of Douala, where the group's ships are based. The last stop was at the Multinational Coordination Center Zone D, which serves as the command post. Here, the head of the center made a presentation of how it functions and, above all, highlighted some challenges it faces. Navy Captain Sylvestre Fonkwamba heads the center.
We want to build and to have a structure which is strong, and we need more personnel, more equipment, we need more materials, we need more ships, and we need ships who are able to stay longer at sea.
At the end of the inspection visit, which was the first since 2009, the different chiefs of staff of the Gulf of Guinea Zone D countries took the commitment to invest more so as to redynamize security measures in the zone. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
And the security and coordination meeting for the Diamare division has ended with a call on local and traditional authorities to step up the fight against acts of profanation seen in the destruction of tombs, as well as check drug trafficking. The senior divisional officer for Diamare, Jean-Marc Ekouambarga, used the occasion to reiterate the need for more information and communication campaigns against cholera. Sylvester Temkeng reports from Marwa.
The second semester administrative and security coordination meeting was held in Mary examined some challenges faced by DMRE division like drug trafficking, criminality, land and chieftaincy disputes due to rapid urbanization. The senior divisional officer, his collaborators and other stakeholders brainstormed on how to overcome these issues, especially at the approach of end-of-year fees. Jean-Marc Ekouambarga.
We enjoined administrative authorities, traditional leaders and forces of law and order to collaborate on the fight against drug trafficking and consumption. We also edified the people on land issues and the need for mayors and chiefs to protect cemeteries to avoid desecration, which is also on the rise.
The issue of hygiene and sanitation and health, especially the current cholera epidemic, also came to the fore during the coordination meeting.
They need to also step up sensitization campaigns on the fight against cholera, like that which we started in public places and schools.
The various stakeholders have been urged to make good use of the resolutions of the meeting as a pathfinder to extinguish these challenges. Mary Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
And the Secretary General at the North Governor's Office, Joseph Densu, has called on cattle breeders in Faro Division to work closely with security and administrative authorities to curb rising insecurity and farmer grazier conflicts. He was speaking at the close of the first ever Faro Cattle Breeders Festival in Poli, from where Julius Neba reports.
At the end of the three-day cattle breeders festival that saw the privileged rearers displaying over 741 cows of different species, the overall winner, Muhammadu Iya, who presented a cow that weighs over 540 kilograms, and the other laureates were given bags of salt, improved animal feed, and distinct cash prizes to boost their production and output. The Secretary General of the North Governor's Office, Joseph Densu, who was personally representing the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, discouraged recalcitrant breeders who keep invading protected areas to desist from the unscrupulous act, while encouraging them to work in synergy with administrative, security and traditional authorities in seeking sustainable ways to curb farmer grazer conflicts and fight growing insecurity in the locality, particularly kidnapping for ransom, which is taking a toll on their livestock and agricultural activities.
If the breeders capitalize on their potentials, I am sure their living conditions will be ameliorated and Faroe Division will definitely witness significant economic growth.
Minister Tiger's representative saluted the SDO for Faroe, Absalom Mononowolwa, for initiating the festival that goes beyond valorizing cattle rearers in the locality by encouraging the production of cow derivatives, the promotion of import substitution, and the showcase of the rich cultural heritage of the people of the Faroe Division through traditional dances, a horse race, and fantasia. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Faroe.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Minutes after 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The government of Cameroon and her development partners have reiterated the engagement to continue empowering youth by connecting them to various entrepreneurship opportunities in the fight against unemployment. This was during a meeting chaired today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, to evaluate the first phase of Youth Connect program for a more efficient implementation of its second stage. Vanessa Woodnang-Snamung with the details.
In 5 years of its existence since 2019 in Cameroon, the Youth Connect program has impacted over 1 million young people in different sectors, as explained by Patrick Hervé Yongta, a resource person of Youth Connect Minjek.
Entrepreneurship, employability, job creation through self-employment or regular employment, peace building, empowerment of the young lady, sexual reproductive health.
Phase two of the program will focus on bringing together stakeholders for an effective mobilization of resources to better support youth entrepreneurship endeavors for the next 5 years in view of their financial independence. Martin Hutt Henson is the deputy resident representative of the United Nations Development Program.
We keep on expanding the partnership. This has to become a self-sustaining platform that brings in the private sector, civil society organizations.
The evaluation meeting in Yaoundé was also an opportunity to present Cameroon's participation in the just-ended Youth Connect Africa International Summit in Kigali, Rwanda, and the stakes of the forthcoming international fair for the promotion of youth entrepreneurship between the 16th and 19th December 2024 to showcase and promote the talent and innovative skills of young Cameroonian entrepreneurs.
While chairing today's evaluation meeting, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, called on youth to be daring and seize the opportunities offered them by government for the empowerment. He spoke in this excerpt of an interview selected by Vanessa Woodnang-Snamung.
Young Cameroonians should seize the opportunity to be connected to the opportunities offered to them by the government and their partners. This is very important and it needs a change in the mindset. That's why we insist on the implementation of the National Civil Education Program through moral, civil and entrepreneurial rearmament to change the mindset of young Cameroonians, to teach them how to have positive mindset and go look for great information, be committed in their activities and their projects so that they can really be the spearhead of the nation and bear the emergence of our country. And all the activities within the Youth Connect Cameroon aim at building their capacities and change their mindset for that purpose.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, and senior officials in the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft have been meeting with representatives of small and medium-sized enterprises in Douala to agree on subcontracting openings at the Kribi Deep Seaport and the Douala City Council. The Secretary General in that ministry, Joseph Chana, presided at the meeting, whose goal is to give Cameroonian SMEs the chance to participate in nation-building. We have details with Rabiatu Jingi.
A good number of small and medium-sized enterprises are unable to develop themselves due to lack of information in the market, incompetencies, and insufficient financing. All these constraints need to be looked into in order to get possible solutions. Joseph Nchana is the Secretary General of the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft.
We are there, as I am saying, to give opportunity to our SMEs to have a lot of activities that they can meet with the great enterprises. We are there to give not only the information, but to train them to be able to show the offers and be the good partner in this relationship.
A day destined to bring in new impetus for the Douala City Council and the Kribi Deep Sea Port. Jeremy Sole is a deputy city mayor of Douala.
The work that our enterprise is very delayed. It depends on two factors. First of all, our process within the community band of Douala, and depends also on difficulty we have to mobilize the cash flow.
It is therefore imperative to put at the disposal of enterprises partners to help boost up the market system of small and medium-sized enterprises. Rabiatu Jingi, CRTV News, Douala.
Business owners in the maritime sector are meeting with experts in Douala to draft the National Plan on Ocean Governance. Focus of the meeting is to help investors get the necessary licenses for their businesses. Bidmia Tangtabara reports.
According to statistics, two-thirds of the planet Earth is made up of water. Therefore, there is a great need for efficient management of ocean and maritime resources. Henry Mukuva Sona Mutombi is first deputy mayor of the Limbe One Council, representing Eposi Mbwaye Florence, the mayor of Limbe One Council.
This is building up juridic documentation for implementation of something that we will need tomorrow. You can't do it without first having the working document.
Planning sustainable management of maritime resources to the experts is timely and beneficial because there are so many sectors in Cameroon which has not yet been exploited. Henry Mukuva once again.
We want to develop this documentation to help us when people start investing in this ocean blue, to have every document to back them up. Gives hope to the investor that there are unexploited sectors of business that have not yet been opened up for them. There are people who will live and depend on their investments in the ocean exploitation.
With all of this, the National Ocean Governance Plan must be well defined in the document that will be developed. Bitmia Atangtabara, CRTV News, Douala.
In continuation of our series on Cameroonians living in China and their achievements, two outstanding experts in transit and logistics, Mr. Hugues Hervé Yakam and Mr. Ulrich Blaise Teufac, have carved a niche for themselves. The two facilitate business for both Chinese and Cameroonians by land and sea. A special envoy to China, Amos Enonyake Dagbo, reports.
My name is Hugues Hervé Yakam. I'm from Cameroon. I've met cargo in China, Brazil cargo, in cargo water.
Hugues Hervé Yakam is his name and has been on the transit sector in Guangzhou, China, just for 8 months, but has been able to carve a niche for himself, working in partnership with his Cameroonian brother Basil, putting food on his table and ready to expand his business.
Okay, I'm going to Cameroon, Togo, Lomé in Guinea Equatorial. Now I have many clients in this country.
After 8 years in China, Ulrich Blaise Teufac on his part has built a solid reputation in the import-export business, making him a reference in the domain.
We have warehouse here in Guangzhou, and we're doing shipping cargo and air cargo. When you have goods in China you want to send to Cameroon, you can ask the location. In our own location, we have all information. The price, for how long the goods will take to arrive in Cameroon.
There are countless logistic movements between Cameroon and China. And apart from just making money, the two are at the service of the two population of the brotherly countries involved in bilateral trade. Guangzhou in China on special assignment. Amos Enonyaket Agbo for CLTV News.
And in sports, the 2024 Men's Football Super Cup final will be played at 3 p.m. this Sunday at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. Current Elite One champion Victoria United of Limbe and the Cup of Cameroon winner Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo will be battling for the trophy. Harrison Ashatiku reports.
It promises to be a tough encounter as it will be the third meeting between the two clubs this season. Colombe Sportive won the first two encounters. The first was a 1-0 win in a friendly and a 3-1 victory in the playoffs. The assistant coach of Colombe Sportive, Francis Ndongo, says the club from the south is in good shape after training and strategizing at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja for more than a month.
We are very confident because we have worked very hard. But you know, it's a match, something can happen. But we are just working very hard to go and find this title. And the history of our competition gives us a little advantage.
Their opponents, Victoria United of Limbe, for their part, are also upbeat to right the wrongs of their early exit in the CAF Champions League preliminary round in the upcoming Super Cup match. Wilfred Nathan Dwala Nji Richmond and teammates continue to train in Limbe. According to Valentine Quinbob Didi, president of Victoria United, Opopo will announce their intention to retain their title on Sunday when they take on Colombe. Their fans are mobilized for the clash. Prince Will Achufo is the president of Opopo's fan club.
They have been preparing themselves long ago. You know, they say if you want to sell your goat in the morning, don't start looking for it at night. You might not see it. HIV is a black goat. The supporter union, they are very prepared.
The 2024 Men's Football Super Cup final will be played at 3 p.m. at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala.
And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. A question and answer plenary seating has taken place at the National Assembly with four cabinet members responding to a series of preoccupations of members of parliament. And in sports, the Basketball Lions begin their campaign at the 2025 AfroBasket tournament in Senegal with Gabon this evening as the 2024 Men's Football Super Cup final is played on Sunday in Douala. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Daniel Sopo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Assemblée nationale, questions orales aux membres du gouvernement lors d'une séance plénière cette fin de matinée au Palais des Congrès de Yaoundé face à la représentation nationale. Pour cette discussion générale de certains projets de loi, quatre membres du gouvernement, le ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la Défense, le ministre du Commerce, celui de la Fonction publique et de la Réforme administrative et le ministre de la Santé publique. La lutte contre les fraudes, l'opération de comptage physique des personnels de la Fonction public, l'amélioration du plateau technique dans les hôpitaux sont les différents exposés apportés aux questions des députés. Incendie au quartier Olezois, Yaoundé, plusieurs boutiques d'ameublement et quelques maisons d'habitation ont été entièrement consumées par les flammes. L'origine du feu déclaré au milieu de la nuit reste encore inconnue. Les sapeurs-pompiers déployés sur le lieu du sinistre jusqu'aux premières heures de ce vendredi ont pu maîtriser le feu qui avait déjà causé d'importants dégâts matériels. Développement et encadrement de l'économie bleue au Cameroun, les acteurs impliqués dans le secteur maritime font le point à Douala. C'est en vue d'élaborer la stratégie nationale sur la gouvernance des océans, une initiative du ministère des Relations extérieures. Les travaux étaient présidés par le secrétaire général des services du gouverneur du littoral. Les chefs d'état-major des armées de la zone D du golfe de Guinée en visite de travail à Douala. C'est en marge de leur première conférence annuelle. Ils se sont rendus notamment au centre multinational de coordination à la base navale et au port autonome de Douala. Un secteur d'activité privilégié par certains Camerounais de la diaspora en Chine, c'est l'import-export. Au-delà de la plus-value économique, il s'agit aussi surtout de renforcer les passerelles entre les deux pays amis. En sport, football, trophée des champions, la finale se dispute dimanche prochain dans la ville de Douala. Elle opposera au stade Mbapelepe dès 15h, Victoria United de Limbe, champion en titre, à Colombe du Diaye Lobo, vainqueur de la Coupe du Cameroun. Le super champion sera désigné au terme de cette rencontre. Mesdames, Messieurs, alors qu'il est 15h passé de 29 minutes, c'est la fin du 3PM. Merci de l'avoir écouté.